Thomas in Dundonald. Morning, Thomas.
Hello, Steve. I'm actually living in Dundonald, but I'm at work at the moment.
Right.
I'm not prepared to say where I'm.
But that's all right.
Listen, I listen to your show every morning. Great show, and you're one hell of an interviewer. You know, but basically, you still there?
Yes, no, I'm waiting for the bot.
No, I'm listening. No, there's no bot. Listen, I have a vested interest, a big, big interest in all this business about the Children's Hospital. Basically, my youngest son there, basically, him and his little partner at the time, nearly it'll be 5 years on the 30th of November, produced my first grandson, Carter. He was born up at Aunt Mary Hospital, and then unfortunately, there was congenial problems, heart disease, and he was rushed under blue light up to the Royal. He was operated on at 2 weeks old, and unfortunately, us as a family, and me as a grandfather, we lost Carter at the age of 2 months old.
Oh, for dear's sake.
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
Oh,
it's still,
Thomas.
It's still very raw with me, Stephen, but having listened to... I read the paper every day, the Telegraph, I listen to your show, and all I'm saying is, yes, we've got a new health minister now, and the reason I wouldn't normally phone up any radio show and that, but... it's such a big thing to me, children's welfare in Northern Ireland. And all I'm saying is I'm making an impassioned plea to Jim Wales, the new health minister. Yes, by all means, with your compatriot down in Dublin, sort out the best facilities possible for any children that's needing any heart operations. And all I'm saying, I'm making an impassioned plea, Stephen, this morning, that at all times, the children involved with their heart problems and their immediate families are the most important issue in this whole event.
And, my goodness, you've taken me aback there, just saying that there, Thomas.
No, well, I mean, that was my first grandson.
Oh.
And anybody that knows me, I was overjoyed, Stephen, because maybe for selfish reasons, I was an only son to my father, and obviously I carried on the family name. And likewise, I was looking for a grandson to do exactly the same for me. I say to people nowadays...
And what was it? What was it that was wrong with his heart, Thomas?
Basically, I don't know all the terminology. It was congenial heart disease.
Okay.
There obviously was a defect in the heart.
And they tried to operate on him?
We had a surgeon, and that surgeon gave us utmost, you know, techniques and done the operation, and we thought everything was grand, and Carter was going to come home. And then basically everything, just all the work that surgeon had done, basically just unraveled, Stephen. And I had to do something that I wouldn't wish any father to do. I had to go to my son. My young son at the time was only 21. And I actually had to go to him at the Royal and actually plead with him to leave Carter in the Royal, because they wanted to move him by ambulance down to Dublin at that time. And I mean, I never know whether I made the right judgment or the wrong judgment, but I actually went to my young son, Daniel, and said to him, look, we've suffered enough. And Daniel, basically what I'm saying to you is Carter will only get as far as the border, and the likelihood is that he'll probably die in the ambulance. And not only will we be stressed out, and you'll have an ambulance crew exactly in the same boat. So, Stephen, it was a big call for me, and I have to live with that for the rest of my life. That I went to my son and actually asked him to do that. You know, it's in my heart now. I mean, I have photographs of Carter in the house. And you see the young lady, Sarah, who actually runs Heartbeat Trust?
Yeah.
Remarkable lady. Really remarkable lady. You know, we actually went and done the marathon a year after Carter died. They gathered a load of money up to actually give it to the hospital. As a way of showing our gratitude.
Listen,
to them.
Thomas, obviously you shouldn't be blaming yourself in any way for your grandson's...
No, but Stephen, you're giving me a platform to tell Jim Wales, the new health minister, yes, sir, by all means, with your compatriot in Dublin, if you feel that that's the best thing to move forward for to help young children, young babies with any heart defects or anything, but at all times, they are the most important person in the whole event, and obviously the families... The immediate families, the fathers and the mothers, and the brothers and sisters. At the end of the day, that they are the most important people. You know, because I would hate anybody. I know there's lots of people out there that have had to deal with things that like I've had to deal with, and the family have had to deal with. It's not until it comes to your own doorstep you know, that you actually realise what's happening out in the big world.
Okay. Well, listen, Thomas, thank you so much for talking to me this morning, and a very personal story from you.
Thank you, Stephen.
And thank you, Thomas.
Platform. All the best.
Nice, bye-bye. Nice to talk to you, sir. Nice to talk to you.